Can the sun praise its creator? The answer is next on today's Creation Moment. And now, here's our Creation Moment host, Ian Taylor.
In Psalm 148, verse 3, the sun, moon, and stars are specifically encouraged, along with the rest of creation, to praise God. And truly God, as our Creator through Jesus Christ, our Savior, is worthy of all praise. But perhaps many Christians have been a little too ready to accept this biblical language as figurative. Based upon scientific principles discovered by Isaac Newton, a creationist, a new science has developed today which studies sound waves on the sun. The vibrations on the sun's surface can be measured as the surface of the sun moves. Scientists studying these movements on the seething surface of the sun have learned, with the help of computers, that the sun actually rings like a bell. They have found that the sun rings like a bell over so many frequencies that there are several million resonances going on all at the same time. Truly, the sun is making a glorious sound to the Lord. Scientists have long known that the Earth does the same thing, and we have learned that the moon, too, has its own song. So next time you read in Scripture about the creation, the sun, the moon, and the Earth praising God, don't dismiss those words as figurative. And once more, when the scientists finally arrived at some knowledge, they found that the Bible had already been there for thousands of years. That alone is a great reason for us to join the sun, moon, and earth in praising our wonderful Creator.
To get a complete set of transcripts from Creation Moments programs, ask about the book Letting God Create Your Day when you visit us online at creationmoments.com or give us a call at 1-800-42-BIBLE. And join us again for another Creation Moment, proclaiming evidence of God's truth.